back at it again. Just a quick episode for tonight, just getting something a little bit different in. I know I keep saying we'll be putting more content out and things of that nature, but, you know, as life would have it and how things go, sometimes we just run into different things going on, and instead of keep on pushing it off till we can all get back in the house together and get an episode out to you guys, I figured I'd give you guys something just a little bit different. Yes, we will have just a touch of wrestling talk, just some highlights, and I was also thinking currently thinking that I'll put this episode out, and then, you know, if Tyler and or Nick can record a little something, send it to me, then I'll upload it all, and we'll kind of get some feedback and some other things going there. The first thing I was going to start off with before I get into the rest of the talk was just a quick review on a couple different products. So, first off, I was in the need of some new running shoes, and I was like I said, since this was a little bit different, I use running for wrestling and whatnot to get things together. I just wanted to share, ordered these guys here, got some of the New Balance shoes, got ones that were a little bit different as far as the product go. We got the Fresh Foam New Balance. It had a different number, and I forgot to look up. Oh, it's the Fresh Foam 1080. And I want to say a couple different things about the shoe. One, the Fresh Foam was pretty cool. I don't know if it's just because I am getting older and I like this more cushion on here. Also, you know, I'd hurt my foot last year and it took me a long time for that to recover. And having this shoe so far, I've run in them twice, once on the treadmill, once out on the trails. Yes, I know it's not a trail running shoe, but still, it handled the run well. It's comfortable, the wide toe box in here, and you know, I really like the shoe. So for a non-wrestling shoe or shoe brand, I'm gonna throw New Balance some love. I actually like the bright colorway. Devin helped pick that out. I'm gonna throw the 1080. I think they have a new model out currently. So whether it be the 1080 or the next number up, if you're looking for a comfortable running shoe that's got some good cushion on it, I think they say these can go for high mileage. I'm not a high mileager, not anymore. I don't know if I ever really was. But I have to say, this was a comfortable shoe. I liked it. My previous shoe, I had gotten blisters on the back end here. Like, it's already angled out, and it's fairly soft on the heel up going over there. So I really thought this was a comfortable shoe. So far, I'm really enjoying it, and I really like this. So again, that's the Fresh Foam New Balance 1080. I got the bright yellow colorway. Really enjoy this shoe. Now, this little unboxing is something that is at least somewhat wrestling related, as in it is from the Rudis brand. I'm going to have to say, Rudis does a stellar job of packaging. Their design on things is pretty awesome. You've seen Tyler and I do a couple different shoe unveilings, I guess you would say. Normally it is of a wrestling shoe, and this time I went with the Journey. Now, these are not actually for me. I went with the running shoe for myself because I needed a running shoe that I knew was going to be a running shoe. Their cross trainer here is pretty awesome looking. Devin was in need of a shoe, whether it be running, cross training, whichever, and he had some birthday money. So he chose the Journey, and he chose, was it the Scream colorway? And my boy likes some bright colorways. First off, again, packaging, boxes are super nice. I like the Sly Fox box a little bit better. I loved how they did theirs. But upon opening, Rudis Journey, A Way of Life, they do a good job from top to bottom. The paper has their name on it, has all the cool stuff. Box comes with the before you hit the road, returns, cards, some info on the stuff. But as you unbox, I mean, this is a pretty tough-looking shoe. I mean, it's got all the stuff that looks like it would be comfortable and work well for a running shoe. Obviously, it's meant for, like, a cross trainer, so you can lift in them, do different things. Pretty much, I think the way they sell it is, like, almost anything that you need to do while training for wrestling other than being an actual running shoe. From what I can tell, it looks comfortable. He's not quite to my size yet, so I can't actually say for sure how comfortable these would be. I'll have to ask him. Again, designing Rudis logo on the bottom. It's got this whole wedge here. They look pretty sturdy. They look form-fitting. feel pretty soft. I like the color. I was surprised. It's got some cushioning on the inside, and it's kind of got a little bit of what I was talking about before on my last shoe, so it's already, you know, kind of ahead there. As far as things go, got some reflective thing for some little night running, some other things. This looks like a comfortable shoe. I'll have to get back with you guys once Devin's worn them for a little while, give them a try, see how much he likes them, and if they hold out pretty well, maybe I might have to get me a pair. Maybe not this has got the same colorway. It's more Devin style, although it's kind of nice looking. And this bright green, the red. Check some of this stuff out. Again, Rudish, though, for me, continues to impress. They continue to do good things. And from there, also, as always, how they do things, they got some alternate things in here. Not alternate things, but they do come with some extra shoelaces, so you can even swap out the shoelaces if you wanted. They've got a black and a blue. It's kind of interesting color choices to go along with them. But Rudish, again, doing a good job. Look pretty killer. Like their packaging, other things of that nature. Pretty awesome. All right, last unveiling. Man, I just got these in the mail. And why not? Shameless plug for myself. I have not even opened this yet. But let's give it a go here. All right, so surprise y'all. Let's see what we got here. All right. I think it's going to be all right. All right, got our little packing slip here. Nothing fancy with the packaging. Open it up. I think that is all right looking from what I ordered. All right, so check it out. As you know, here at Reverse Wrestling, do a lot of different things, a lot of other design work, and one of the things I've been working on is the figure eight design that I have been incorporating into a lot of different things as far as ordering and doing things. And so I ordered this all over printed hoodie. The design came out pretty nice as far as everything has turned out the way I had envisioned it. Pretty much looks good. It's printed well. Got the design all around. Got a little... That turned out nice. I am very happy with that there. Got my own little logo in it for figure eight design. Again, this is my first time actually seeing this. Pretty happy with how this has turned out. Created, designed this whole hoodie from top to bottom. I printed, created the whole layout, hood, everything. Printing on the sleeves. Got the eagle on the side. So, again, a little self-plug here. But if you need something designed... I'm getting to that point where I can start creating some more apparel for you. I will be throwing this out. This is going to be on my store Envy, where I'll have that and some other McCracken Wrestling gear available as well. So, actually pretty happy with this quick little unveiling episode as we progress and move forward. Now, a couple different little things that also have to do with wrestling. Rudish has also now sponsored their newest athlete, Jordan Burroughs. I am looking forward to seeing what they do with Jordan Burroughs. I really want some feedback from Nick and... Hey, you typed something on there. Huh? From Nick and Tyler. I'm going to respond on here. Spur of the moment. But see here, look, you mentioned there, I had said commented on by Michelle, yeah, anyway, Troy. But I really want to hear what Nick, I want to hear what Chep say, I want to hear what Tyler has to say. Jordan Burroughs signs with Rudish. Is he going to get a shoe? Is he going to be the next athlete other than Kyle Snyder to have a Rudish shoe? What kind of stuff is he going to do? I really like how Rudish has done stuff for their athletes. I like the design of their things. I think they're going to do pretty well. And another thing that I thought interesting of note, a lot of people talked about it for a hot minute, but I wonder how things are going to go with that. Jordan Burroughs mentioned he'd love to have one fight in his career before he retired. Do we or do we not think that this is a good idea? Is he going to do it? Who should he fight? And then one of the best things I saw was Bo Nickel throwing it out there saying, I don't think he wants it. Is that a challenge? Is he calling JB out? How do you guys feel about that? I thought it was really interesting. I think he was kind of calling them out. I think they're too far apart to make an actual fight between those two happen. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'd be interested to see it. Next thing up, U23s, our women's, those young girls have been killing it. And then also, what do you guys think? Cassiope 2.0. Oh my goodness, does he look a world different than last year? And I don't think so. Y'all tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think he's a contender yet to dethrone Gable in any way. I think Gable is, you know, just on another level. And I don't think anybody's touching him at the NCAA level. But do you guys think this Cassiope 2.0 can give him a run? What do you guys think about it? So, I don't know. Some things I want to hear back from these guys. I want to hear back about Cassiope, what you guys think. I want to hear what you guys think about JB possibly getting a fight. Is Bo Nickel just talking trash? What do we got going on? So, again, just wanted to get a quick episode up. I've got a few other things to take care of this evening. Hope you guys enjoyed a little bit of the unboxing, some non-traditional wrestling things, and then, obviously, even though it's just Rudis running shoes, you know, still, it's tying the wrestling there. So, y'all let me know what you think, and I'm going to put this up on our other platforms. Got a recording on the other stuff, and, you know, hopefully I can get everybody back in. We can all figure out a date and a time soon when we're all not running around either at practice or getting ready for tournaments or other things. Seems like it's hard to find a free minute anymore. But, yeah, Nick, Tyler, we'll get everybody on. I also want to shout out, we got a new volunteer assistant. We got my man Earl. He's always asking me about the show, when are we recording, and when are we doing things again. So, anyway, hey, check it out, my man. It's a little bit for you because I know not just you, but other people have been asking about things as well. So, all right, you guys. Take it easy. We'll watch you next time. Hopefully, not too much longer. Or I'll just continue to do these one-off things and, you know, just kind of see what happens. Maybe next time I will be like, hey, Nick, I'm getting ready to log in a minute. You up and available or what we got going on? All right, guys. Take it easy. Let me know what you guys think about the products we reviewed and or if you want to know where to find out how to get some of this other gear that I'm making. And, yeah, I don't really want to know what you guys think about other stuff. Oh, opening weekend, Chattanooga 1. Way to go. Watch that on the live stream on their Instagram. So appreciate y'all putting that out there and letting us have something to be able to watch that way. And now I get to play that whole game of catching up on what's been streaming and other things with wrestling when we have a time. All right, guys. We'll see ya. Where's this end button? Yeah. There it is. End. All right. And that one here too. All right. Appreciate you guys for sticking around and watching. And we will catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Same bat time, same bat time.